I'm going to go on to podcasting and wind my aubergine. Maybe I should give myself 11 minutes because there's a good story at the end of this one. I'm going to give 11 minutes because that's what I'm doing anyways. Okay. Here we go. I'm getting worn out. Okay, do I need to have an iPod? No, you don't need to have an iPod. It's called a podcast because the iPod is the most popular MP3 player out there, and it's like mashing together the words iPod and broadcast. The idea behind it is that you've got content to go. In other words, when this is finished, I'm going to have this whole session. I'm going to take this audio file. I'm going to put it here on the wiki. You can come back and listen to it. But you can use podcasts in lots of other ways. There's basically three steps to creating a podcast. You record the information, which is what I'm doing now. Afterwards, I'm going to put the information into my computer. I'll have the file, and I'll cut it up using something called Audacity, which is free software. The tools are all here. And I can edit it, all the places where I've said and I'm going to take that stuff out so that I look a little smarter, or sound a little smarter anyways, and any kind of lags or any other editing that I want to do. I've done podcasts with my students, and they're told not to use last names. Someone accidentally said someone's last name. No big deal. When I got to the editing process, I just took that piece and cut it out. It was no problem. You probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference. My grade 10s became very interested in podcasting, so I put together a post on their blog describing to them how they could go about starting a podcast, because they wanted to create podcasts instead of doing what I call their blogging on blogging prompts. You got to come to Olay to find out what that's about, but they had the option to podcast information to the site, and that's how they could do it. The tools. Podcasting can be really easy, and here's one of the easiest ways to do it. Something called Audio Blogger. You get a blog on Blogger. So this works only with Blogger, this particular tool. You get a blog on Blogger, and then you sign up here, you create an account. And it's just like name and address, name and email address, stuff like that. Then they give you a code for your blog and a telephone number. And unfortunately, it's long distance, and they're working on making it more widely available. But it's for me anyways, in Winnipeg, it's a long distance call. I don't know where it's hosted. Probably San Francisco. Pick up the phone, dial the number, punch in your access code, speak whatever it is that you want to podcast, and hang up. It is then automatically formatted and posted to your blog. That's it, you've podcast. Audio. Audio also is a neat kind of tool. Audio is basically it's a website where you can subscribe to get an account on Audio. It's free, and then you can create content online. So what I did was I came here in order to demo how it works for this workshop. This comes up and you click the record button, and then you can play it back.
Audio account, and this is just a sample recording. Signed up, took about a minute, and now my first podcast is about 15 seconds long.
That's it. And then you can put a link to this on your blog. They actually have a new tool now where you can actually lift out this tool that you see on the screen here. You can lift this right out. They give you some code for this. There it is, actually. If I wanted to take this podcast, all I do is click here, copy, go to my blog, paste, publish, boom. And this thing will appear on my blog, and then directly from my blog they can play the podcast. So that's Audio. Audacity is, now let's see if this works. Audacity is a wonderful bit of software that's free. You can download it You can access the software for free and then use it right away. It works on Mac or PC. This one fellow who's associated with EduCause, which some of you may or may not be familiar with, put together his very own screencast about how to use Audacity. It's very brief, it's about 3 minutes long, and he shows you step by step how to use Audacity to create, so you actually see where he's clicking, what he's doing, and how it works. And of course, because I'm trying to deliver this workshop, it's not loading. So I'm just going to go back and we'll just leave it load and I'll come back to it. You can get more complicated with podcasting. You create, like, for example, I have this file that I'm creating here.
Here we are. Casting waters for some time now. Let's settle in on a quick tour of some basic functions for editing audio in Audacity. If you're not familiar with Audacity, it's free open source software available from audacity.sourceforge.net. I've been using it for about 5 months now, and I think it's pretty good for the type of work that I do, basically just editing audio for podcasts. With an introduction aside, let me turn now to Audacity itself. This is the opening screen. I'll begin by recording a quick clip to get us started. Hi, this is Matt, and this is a demo. You can preview your clip by selecting it and pressing the play button. Now, I'm not a great speaker, but in this case, I deliberately added an into the recording. You can remove that segment by selecting it, previewing it to make sure that you've got the right selection, and then pressing the delete key. One of the other things that we might want to do is add some audio as a prelude to the clip.
Okay, and he then shows you how to put some music in and layer the music and move stuff around, so you got some music, and then the vocals come in, and then the music comes back at the end, and you can get, and it's a 3-minute thing, you get it started right away. So, and the link's right here. Now, once you've got your file, in order to link to it on your blog, like what I'm doing here, I'll have this file, and I have to store it somewhere. Well, where I store it is this place called rmedia.org. This is free storage, unlimited, forever. They'll take all your media and they'll store it forever in on their servers. Now, I got to be honest with you, getting an R Media account, it's a one-shot deal. You only have to do it once. It's a pain in the butt. You got to get an account at R Media. You got to get an account at another place called the Internet Archives. They'll walk you through the process. They'll help you through it, the whole thing. If you have trouble, email me and I'll help you. But once you do that, that's it. Then you can store your stuff here forever. And I'm just kind of logging in just so you can see my account and you can see some of the stuff I've stored here. I've got documents, I've got images, I've got podcasts. So there's one from June, Pod Capsules. You can see that one, and here it is at the R Media page. What I do is see this link is that I click, control click on that, I copy the link location and I paste it into my blog so that people can go, instead of coming here, they can just access it directly from my blog. Of course, again, it's taking a long time to load because I'm doing a workshop. Evoke is similar to Odeo. I haven't tried it yet, but I invite you to. Vistro, really neat, rhymes with maestro. This is cool. You can leave audio comments on people's blogs. So, for example, if you go, I use it on my blog to have people leave me audio comments. And you can see there's, I put a little Vistro button on my blog, so you can leave me a general comment. But I've also written posts on my blog where I invite, for example, this was the podcast I was telling you about where I was with the three other educators. And then at the bottom, what I've done is I put a link that will take you directly to a page, to my Vistro page, where you can now leave me an audio comment. Leaving me an audio comment involves simply clicking on the record button and then approving the post. So there's just me there now. And
hi, this is Darren. Go ahead and add your own news story to the discussion by leaving audio comments.
So that's it. Now, if you wanted to add something to it as well, you can just click on reply. This window opens. You click on record. It records. It's going to allow it to use the speaker in the computer, and it's recording me now. I can then end the recording and play it. And if I don't like the way it sounds, it probably didn't pick me up very well. We'll stop it, and then I don't have to approve. If I don't want it at all, I just close the window, and yeah, I really want to cancel that. So then this goes right back to my blog. So that's how I've used, kind of woven audio into my students using their blogs. They made a podcast, and the students can keep the podcast live by continuing to add audio comments using my Vistro channel. Again, that's free. Vistro is really interesting in that the service started, I got in kind of on the ground floor with that, and when I wrote about it on my blog, a bunch of other teachers picked up on it, and it's interesting because if you look at what they've got going on there now, their number one biggest source of channels is education, which is really cool. So there's people there from China, Israel, Sweden, everywhere. So that's Vistro. Oh, and there I erased it after it loaded. Okay, so what can you do? Critical thinking in the classroom. You subscribe to content. You can do it in your Bloglines account, or you can use iTunes to do it. And you can also create content. Field trips. John Evans, who's at the conference, actually does this. He recently, with his classes, the kids go out. They have a field trip. He takes a recorder and he records the kids' observations. They come back and he posts a podcast about what the kids were doing on their field trip. So field trips kind of take on a whole new meaning. Now, with older kids, you give them the recording device, you give them a digital camera, and they can make a record of the field trip, and that's the assignment, right? It doesn't end with just the field trip. The learning continues beyond the walls of the classroom. Here's the one that John did, his first podcast. He's using Podomatic, which is free, and it allows you to record all your podcasts and save them here. And then you get your own page. They give you your own page so you can share that email address. So that's one of the things that John's doing. And of course, the thing is mulling this over. Come on. There we go. It's doing this because my aubergine is ticking and I've got a minute left. One of the other things you could do is when you go to a conference, aside from blogging the conference, you can also podcast the conference. You could share, like we saw with the Hitchhiker site, you can podcast what happened at the conference, and more people are doing this. You can subscribe to content, for example, ESL teachers, and also Chinese. So here's the English as a Second Language podcast for people who want to learn English. Here's the thing didn't work, so let's see. ChinesePod.com. That's John. I don't know why it's still talking.
Last week, on Tuesday,
come on.
Sponsored by Dow Chemical Canada to attend a day's activity.
Okay, there we go. So there's a link I have to fix there, but there's a Chinese podcast as well. So you can learn Mandarin. There's actually one guy who's made it his mission to learn Mandarin entirely through that service. But then you can also have your second language students create learning objects this way. There's more content here. You can see what my kids are doing. You can see what Bob Sprankle's doing. What time does this show end? 4 minutes? Okay. I had a cool story, but the link is there. You can read about it. Wicked Wikipedia.